right, we're about ready. Bounce pass comes over to Mbako for Miles Rice. Now it's the ball will be tossed to Paul Zelk. And Zelk will step in and toss the ball in the air for our opening tip. As we are underway here, or will be just momentarily. And there's the whistle and the tip. It is controlled by Indiana. It bounce pass comes over to Trey Galloway, and Galloway will bring it across the timeline slowly. He's guarded out there by Wesley Yates. The pass comes to Umar, top of the lane, guarded by Josh Cohen. Drives it down left, gives it to Rice. Rice's 17-foot jump shot is short. It's tipped out. Wesley Yates comes up with it. Down the floor in a hurry. Yates spins, throws it outside, into the hands of St. Thomas, who misses a three, and the rebound to Umar Bolo. Down the floor, it's to Trey Galloway. Galloway takes it to the left wing. Now dribbles it back out front. Fires a pass to Rice on the right perimeter. Then he throws it back over to Umar. Umar dribbles to the left side, gives to Galloway on the wing, down to the baseline, now drives the baseline, throws it in the corner. Jump shot by Rice from the corner is no good, and the rebound's batted out of bounds. It'll belong to IU.
Nice job by Balo there. Got to the weak side on that three-point attempt from Rice. Didn't come away with it, but just active enough to keep the ball alive. Gives Indiana here a second chance.
And the inbound will come from Mbako. McKenzie looks, slaps it one time, lobs it in to Luke Goody. Goody, top of the key, throws it right side to Rice. Rice, he's going to get called for travel. He knew it. So he took an extra step there to get started, and a turnover goes to Southern Cal. USC basketball, and it is Desmond Claude bringing it down across the timeline. Claude throws it out front into Wesley's hands, then back over to Claude, right in the corner to Abu, and he throws it up and in from three land. And Abu comes up with the first basket of the ball game, and Southern Cal takes the early lead. Here's Rice with it. Outside pass goes to Goody, then back to Rice, who dribbles between the circles. And fires a pass in the left corner to Mbako for a three try. He missed it. And a rebound batted out of bounds. It'll belong to IU. So again, Indiana going to get another opportunity underneath their own basket.
Getting good shots here. Just not going down. 0 for 3 here for Indiana to start this ballgame.
Trey Galloway will trigger the inbound pass. Gallo holds it high, looks in, throws it into Goody. Luke fires it out to Umar. Umar, top of the key, one dribble, gives it up to Galloway. Galloway fakes, then drives it to the right side, down low, throws up a runner, won't go, tipped out into the hands of St. Thomas. Down the floor to Wesley. Wesley with the basketball. Yates on the right side, throws it up, and got it. And Wesley late. Yates scores his first two of the game. 5-0 ball game here early. Southern Cal getting a couple of early buckets. Now Miles Rice with the ball. Umar and Cohen are having a wrestling match out there. Now, Rice drives to the right, throws it out to Goody. Goody swings it left into the hands of Mbako, then not a Rice. Back on the right wing to Trey Galloway. Into lane. Goody fires up a 12-footer. Won't go. Tipped out, however, to Galloway. Galloway throws it back to Umar. Umar down low against Cohen. And double team comes, throws it outside to Mbako. Mbako drives inside, lays it up, missed the shot. Umar rebounds, puts it up and in.
Indiana dominating the glass right now here, Don. Offensively, three boards already for the Hoosiers. That was huge for Indiana. Picked up another offensive board. Easy putback.
And Claude across the timeline with a dribble. Gives it out front to Yates. Then he gives it right back to Claude. Claude back to Yates on the left perimeter. Yates holds against Rice. Throws it outside to Claude. Desmond Claude on the dribble right. Takes it to the top. Slides it into the lane. And now drives it down low. Got away from Terry Galloway and knocks in a little lay-in. And so Desmond Claude's got his first two. 7-2 early. USC on top. And Mbako three from the corner. Off the rim. No good. Back the other way, Abo. Abo brings it down the corner into St. Thomas. Down low. Throws it up and got the roll. And St. Thomas has got his first two. 9-2 the score. And Southern Cal knocking down shots. Now we got a foul call to Josh Cohen, who bangs into Umar Bolo, and he's been doing that the whole ball game. Umar looks a little frustrated by it, but that time he got the call on Cohen.
Yeah, Cohen's playing with a ton of energy, trying to front the low post. He's being very physical, trying to get Bolo out of his spots. Indiana runs a lot of ball screens, a lot of dribble handoffs with Bolo at the top.
Here is Rice, drives it left side, down into the lane, scoops it up and got it. Miles Rice getting to the rim and gets his first two. It's 9-4. Here is USC's Desmond Claude. He fires up a little runner. It's no good. Goody's got the rebound. Down to Florida Galloway. Breaking it on the break. Down low into Rice. He lays it up and in again. And Rice with a couple of back-to-back buckets now. And Indiana now down just 3-9-6. Good fast break basket there. Now across the timeline, Claude once again. Fires it left side on the wing to Thomas. St. Thomas takes it to the lane. And now forces up a little runner and got it to go. And Thomas has got the bucket. He's got his fourth point. 11-6 here early. Now Goody back over to McKenzie Ibaka. Another three in the way. This one won't go either. And the long rebound comes to Wesley Yates. He brings it across the timeline. Fires up a three. Off the rim, no. McKenzie with the rebound. And Ibaka brings it back for IU. And Ibaka, top of the key. Trying to dribble his way into a shot. Can't do it. Throws it back over to Rice. Then down to Umar. Umar Ballo against Cohen. Ballo throws it out to Goody. He'll get an open look three, and he'll hit it. And Lou Goody gets Indiana's first play of the ball game, and we got a two-point contest, 11-9, USC on top. Desmond Claude across the timeline for the Trojans, gives it over to St. Thomas. St. Thomas with the basketball, takes it left, cut off on a double team, throws it away, batted out of bounds, knocked away by Rice out of bounds, and it will belong to USC. But nice deflections there by Indiana on a couple of passes, and with a score. USC 11, Indiana 9, 15:04 on the clock here, first half of play. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the Carasaurus Radio Network from Learfield.
A slow start here tonight for Indiana. Offensively, getting good looks. McKenzie Ibaka has just really struggled here early to make open shots. 0-for-4 from the field from a guy that was lights out just a game ago against Penn State. Not that the offense that I'm worried about right now. It's defensively. Indiana looks a little bit flat. Not quite as amped up as they need to be for a league game here. And USC's getting some pretty open looks. 5 of 8 from the field. They've gotten pretty much whatever they've wanted most possessions here the first 5 minutes of this ballgame.
Let's see if there are any changes, man. I think Indiana sends out the same five. They do. And for USC, they've got the same five as well. So no changes in the lineup thus far for either ball club. And the ball will belong to USC out of bounds at their end of the floor. And Desmond Claude lobs it into Josh Cohen. Cohen drives to the baseline, forces up a shot, and knocks it down. Nice move by Josh Cohen for his first two. 13-9, USC on top. Across the timeline, Rice. Miles with the basketball. Works it to the right side. Gives it over to Ibaka. Not a goodie. He flips it left to Trey Galloway. And Galloway holds it high. Now finds Goody, top of the key. Right back to Trey. He lost the handle. Got it back. On the dribble. Claude on him. Slides it into the lane. Trying to find a runner. Bounces it out to Ibaka. He fakes the three, then fires it up there, and somebody got a piece of that one. I think Cohen, maybe. And they throw it down the floor to break the other way. USC on the attack. And here's a shot and a nice make by Wesley Yates. And that's his fourth point. It's 15-9. USC on top. Rice brings it across the timeline for the Hoosiers. Miles, top of the lane, throws it back to Goody on the left side. Working out on the perimeter, gives it back over to Rice. Rice now drives it to the right wing again. Stops, throws it out to Goody. Goody and Rice playing catch out there. Now the pass comes to Ibaka on the left wing. Ibaka tries to back down St. Thomas. Bangs into him. Fires a fadeaway shot. In and out, no good. Rebound caught off to St. Thomas. He brings it down the court. Thomas on the dribble. Throws it out to Cohen on the perimeter. He takes it to the right side. Gives to Abo. He fires up a jumper that's missed. And the rebound taken by Rice. Rice brings it down in a hurry. Drives it into the lane. Lost the handle. And it's stolen away. Back comes St. Thomas now. Up the floor, Thomas with the basketball, waits for his teammates to catch up. There were going to be 4-on-2 that time. Now the pass comes back out to Cohen. Cohen dribbles to the free throw line, gives it over to Abo. He fires a 16-footer, and he knocks it down. Abboa has got his fifth point of the ball game, and Indiana's now down 17-9.
Another open look here for the Trojans. They're getting whatever they want. Half court, transition, easy look.
Here's a lob into McKenzie Mbako. Spins into the lane. Little runner, missed it badly. And the rebound taken out of there by Cohen. Down to Claude. Desmond Claude on the attack. Right side, nice Euro step, but he had his shot blocked out there by Bolo. Rice on the other way. And now the ball is tipped away and stolen again. Indiana being a little sloppy out here early going. 17-9. Abboa flips it up to Desmond Claude, and Claude with the basketball circles to the right, throws it back outside to Abboa. Abboa between the circles, drives it into the lane, scoops with the left hand, won't go, rebound knocked out of bounds, it'll belong to IU. Cohen, I think, had the touch on it. Here comes Langdon Hatton to come into the ball game and give Umar Bolo a breath. And also Bryson Tucker will be coming out with 12:22 on the clock here in the first half. And we're back in a moment with Indiana trailing Southern Cal 17-9. Back in a moment, this is IU Basketball, the Carousel's Radio Network from Learfield. Back once again here at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, Southern Cal 17, Indiana 9, with 12:22 to go here in this first half of play. Smithville connects Hoosiers at home and at work through internet. Oh, we got it. We have a proposal in the audience, and they're showing it on the big screen here. So we had a proposal and obviously an acceptance. You know what? What would they do? What would a guy do if he got turned down in front of all these people?
Cry and run away. That's what I would do.
Smithville connects Hoosiers at home and at work through internet, voice, and smart security solutions. Stick with the home team. Visit Smithville.com for more information.
I always worry about those public, you know, proposals that maybe she's just saying yes because she doesn't want to embarrass them. You know?
Yeah. And then as soon as the game's over with, she goes, yeah. You know, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. They look happy. Maybe she means it. Who knows?
What do you think here, big boy?
Well, it's just a bad start here at both ends. I mean, after a really impressive defensive performance against Penn State, where Indiana took away everything the Nittany Lions were trying to do, the first 8 minutes of this ball game, it's kind of the complete opposite here at the defensive end. I think USC's getting pretty much whatever they want. The half-court sets, they're getting open looks. They're getting some buckets in transition. Indiana just seems to have started this game off flat, and that's the one thing we said they could not afford to do. You can't just say, oh, we've won the last couple games. We've got it all figured out. No, every single game is a new game here, and USC's come to play.
Here's Rice driving it down inside very quickly. Again, the ball stolen away. Down the flare is Yates. Yates lays it up and scores. Wesley Yates has got his sixth point. Indiana struggling right now. And three turnovers already, none for USC. Here's Luke Goody off to Bryson Tucker, who checked in. Tucker, along with Langdon Hatton, came in at the break. Now, here is Trey Galloway driving it out, gives it over to Rice. Rice on the left perimeter, on the wing, looks inside. Now fires up the corner to Galloway for a three try. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes to Desmond Claude. Claude brings it up for USC. Claude gets it across the timeline, drives it to the left, throws it outside. New face in the ball game, and a long shot by that new face, and he missed it badly. And we'll get it for you here in just a second. Here's Rice on the other attack at the other end. Here is Tucker now between the circles. Tucker lost the handle, but it's picked up by Rice. Rice on the dribble now. Between the circles, gives to Hatton. Hatton, high post left, gives it outside to Goody. A long three, good! And Luke Goody hits his first two shots of the ball game, both threes, helping Indiana stay within, well, closer than it was, 19-12 right now. USC on top. Here is Desmond Claude in the lane. 14-foot jump shot. Draws the foul on Trey Galloway.
And Desmond Claude, he's a 6'6", very lengthy guard that really doesn't blow you away with his speed, but boy, his pace and tempo has been really impressive to start this game. He just takes his time, finds a little angle. That time he was getting bodied by Trey Galloway, and he just went right into the body, right back at him, and was able to draw the foul on that 15-footer.
Claude at the free throw line, fires it up there good. He's got his third point of the contest. He'll have a second. 20-12 right now, an 8-point lead for USC. Mike Woodson having a conversation with Doug Sermons, one official. not very happy, apparently, and that second free throw doesn't go down. Goody comes up with a rebound, and Indiana's back on the attack. Across the timeline, Trey Galloway bounces to Bryson Tucker. Tucker on the perimeter, tries to take it in the lane, can't, gives it out to Kaden Carlisle, who just checked in, over to Goody. Goody, back outside pass, comes to Carlisle. He'll let go a long one. He'll miss it, and the rebound taken out of there by Kevin Patton Jr., who just checked in for USC. Now the pass out front, Patton had it to Claude, then he gives it to St. Thomas. Thomas drives down into the lane, throws up a shot, and lays it in. And St. Thomas playing really well here at the outset of this one. He's got 6 points. Yeah,
two head fakes there, got two defenders up in the air for Indiana. Just taking his time, making a good, solid move.
10-point game right now. Carlisle with a basketball. Moves it right. Pass comes to Galloway. Galloway drives it to the free throw line. Little lob shot. Good. One of those teardrops that Trey loves to shoot, and he gets his first 2 points. 22-14. Now the ball across the timeline. Claude with the basketball. On the dribble, to the left, brings it back outside. Claude fires up a jump shot, knocks it, nope, and he missed it. And the rebound comes to Indiana. Back down the floor. Harrison Hornery is the guy in the game. Here's a jump shot by Tucker, he knocks it down. There's his shot right there, that 15-footer. Bryson Tucker gets his first two. 22-16, Indiana within six now. Ball in the hands of Desmond Claude. Claude slides it to the right, throws it outside to Thomas, now left side to Patton. Patton drives on Tucker, lost the ball out of bounds. Nice job by Bryson Tucker to stay on his man. Anthony Leal will make his first appearance. Luke Goody will sit on the bench for a while, get a little rest.
Yeah, starting to see some good things here from Indiana's bench. They've got one, two, three, four guys off the bench in the lineup right now, and the energy has turned just a little bit. They're making some plays defensively, a couple good offensive sets here. Indiana down by six.
Galloway, the only man still in the game as a starter. The air outside is Fred Galloway with it. Gives it to Langdon Hatton. Hatton turns around on Agee, a new face in the game for USC. And again, Galloway into the lane, lobs it inside to Hatton, but Trey Galloway was fouled on the play. And a personal will be whistled against Desmond Claude. That will be his first.
Yeah, Galloway's passing over the years has improved almost each and every year. He was great that last ball game against Penn State. The last couple possessions have been really good. He gets right into the teeth of the defense, takes his time, finds the open man.
Inbound will come from Galloway, gets it to Carlisle. David Carlisle struggled shooting the basketball this year. He drives it in the lane, pumps up a little 12-footer, won't go. And we got a foul inside this time. Agee gets nailed on it. Rashawn Agee in the ball game for the first time, picks up a personal foul. And it'll be long to Indiana out of bounds with the Hoosiers down six. Trey Galloway will trigger the inbound. Lobs it in to Bryson Tucker. Tucker clears it out to Galloway. Galloway dribbles in the lane, stops, throws it to Hatton, but it's stolen away by Agee. Not a very good pass by Trey that time. And another new face in there, Slackard, in the game for the first time for USC. Here's a man, dumps it inside. Nice feed to Agee, who lays it up and in. And Agee comes up with his first two. The Hoosier ball club not doing a great job defensively at this point. 24-16. Carlisle kicks on the right side to Galloway. Galloway throws it out to Anthony Leal, now to Tucker. Tucker on the wing. Takes it to the lane, fires a fadeaway 15-footer, and knocks it down. And Bryson Tucker finding his range tonight so far. Knocks in his first two baskets, 24-18. Indiana again within six. Desmond Claude will bring it across the timeline. Claude with the basketball. Dribbles against Carlisle. Gets picked, then drives down low. Claude puts it up, misses it, but a foul is called. And this foul will go against Langdon Hatton. That will be his first. Timeout again with 7:49 to go here in the first half. Southern Cal 24, Indiana 18. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball on the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
We want to make sure that Umar Ballo, you know, gets the rest that he needs. But without Malik Renew in the lineup, Don, Indiana's just not the same defensively when Ballo goes out of the game. He's going to get reinserted back into this game here with just under 8 minutes left to go. But USC's done a really nice job to kind of take Ballo out of the game early. Coach Woodson went to Hatton. Hoosiers really didn't get much from Hatton. Now you got to go back to Ballo. You're starting to see here, this is the first time since he's been out. Sure would be nice to have Malik Renew in the ballgame for some points inside the paint right now, some easy buckets around the rim.
Rice is back in for Indiana. Caden Carlisle, Anthony Leo, Bryson Tucker, and Umar Ballo now the lineup for Indiana. And it'll be Desmond Claude going to the free throw line for the second time. He's got 3 points in the game, 1 of 2 the first time he split to the stripe, and now he's 1 of 3. And if he misses the second, we're talking about Finney Frye's time for the folks here that have a membership, a rewards membership. Here's second shot, missed the boat. There it is. Indiana comes up with a rebound. Miles Rice with it across the timeline. So both free throws missed by Desmond Claude. He's a 76% free throw shooter, too. Rice down inside. Now a whistle blows. We got a foul called. And they're going to whistle this one on Claude. That will be his second personal.
Yeah, Miles has started off real slowly here tonight. 3 turnovers early, but he has got to continue to attack the basket. Indiana's a much better team when Miles Rice is penetrating, making things happen for his teammates. You can't just kind of shrink into your shell just because you're turning it over. He's got to stay aggressive for Indiana.
Leo inbounds to Tucker for a quick jump shot, and he missed it badly. Rebound taken out of there by St. Thomas, who's back there. Thomas across the timeline, takes it right side, feeds it over to Yates, and Wesley Yates on the dribble against Carlisle. Pulls up for a fadeaway. He missed it badly, and the rebound comes to Rice. Rice comes the other way, gives it to Tucker. Tucker now on the dribble, circles out front, bounces to Umar, and is stolen away by Rashawn Agee. Back the other way comes USC, and this time it's St. Thomas, and a jump ball is called. Pretty good defensive play there by Rice.
Well, you can tell after turnovers, USC's not trying to walk it down. They're trying to push the ball in transition. They've gotten some early buckets in this game, but that time, Indiana defensively did a much better job sprinting back, having multiple players around the rim.
Aboa's back in the game. Agee gets the inbound. He feeds it over to Thomas. Thomas feeds it out to Slacker, who just came back in the ball game. Slacker now gives it up to Agee. Goes right side with that pass. Now it's Yates on the drive into the lane. Throws it outside to Abo, and he throws up a three that won't go. Bryson Tucker comes away with a rebound. Back down the floor. Pitches over to Anthony Leo. Lobs it into Umar Ballo. Ballo against Agee, and a nice feed inside to Anthony Leo, who gets fouled as he goes up for the shot. And Slackard is the man who gets called for the personal. That's Clark Slackard, his first foul of the game.
Yeah, Ballo has looked to pass on that low block. Rather than, you know, driving right into a double team, he's keeping his eyes up. He's finding teammates. He's kicked out a couple for threes. That time to the slashing Leo, who did a really nice job drawing the contact and getting to the free throw line.
So Anthony will go to the stripe, where he has not been himself so far this year, and that tells you why right there. He missed another one. He's 6 of 11 now. That's almost down to the area of which we talk about quite often with Umar Ballo.
Yes.
Percentage-wise.
Except we compliment Ballo. And Anthony, we know he can shoot better than this.
Eyes number 2. It's on its way. Got it. So he's got 1 of 2. 24-19. Seems like we've been in that number for a while. 24 for USC for sure. Indiana within 5. Here's Slacker on the right side dribble, guarded by Caden Carlisle. Throws it out to Yates. He'll get off a 3 and miss it badly. Rebound Bolo. Gets it over to Carlisle. Carlisle on the dribble. Slides it to the left perimeter. He'll let go another 3, and this time he hits. Caden Carlisle hitting a mere 23% from three-point land, but he hasn't stopped trying, and he pulls that one out of his hat, and Indiana's got the game down to a 2-point contest. Rashawn Agee, ball knocked away, but picked up by Abo. Abo on the dribble against Leo. Throws it back out to Agee. He fakes the three. He gives it left side into the hands of Yates. Right back to Agee for an open three. He missed it. Rebound Thomas. And Thomas is going to be called, I think, for a foul. Yep. He pushed off to get the rebound.
Now, USC is only 1 of their last 7, Don, and that last 3 in the corner by Agee was wide open, and that's as open as he will get all season long. Sometimes it's tougher to shoot when you're that wide open. You take your time, you're not in rhythm, but Indiana's got to be better defensively than that.
Here's a drive by Rice, throws up a wild shot, draws the foul. If they'd have just let Rice go that time, I don't think he could have possibly made that shot. He was behind the basket.
Yeah, tough shot there, but Slacker is a little bit too aggressive there. Tell you what, Miles Rice is tough to keep in front of you. He's one of the quicker guards in the entire league. And once he gets going with a full head of steam, It's tough to keep the ball in front of you. Slackard found that out real quick. He was forced to foul.
So at the line, Miles Rice have 4 points, now five. He's been shooting lights out at the free throw line, 92% coming into the game. He hits that one for his fifth point of this contest. And he'll have a second coming. No changes for Indiana during this little break here. And that second shot is good. 6 points now for Miles. 24 all tie. Indiana finally gets it down to an even scenario with USC. Across the timeline, ball in the hands of St. Thomas. Thomas drives it to the right, drives it to the wing, tries to work against Carlisle, throws it inside into Agee's hands. He saves it, throws it outside to Yates, a three by Abou, and he knocks it down. And Chibuzo Abou picks up his second three of the game, his eighth point. Back the other way in a hurry, Indiana misses the layup, but Ubar comes up with a rebound, and then he gets fouled. And on USC, I think that's going to be a one-and-one situation now for Ubar Bolo.
Well, Umar does a great job after the rebound looking for teammates. Got a ton of second-chance threes in that last contest against Penn State. And that time, if he wasn't fouled, Indiana was going to get another wide-open three there. But Bolo, again, just being active, getting his head underneath the rim, coming away with another offensive rebound for Indiana. Don, he's already got five boards here in this ballgame. He has been really good on the offensive glass.
Umar looking for his third point of the game with the first free throw, and he gets it. Umar Bolo. Last game, he looked really comfortable at the line and knocked down his best percentage of the year. And right now, he's knocked in his first attempt tonight.
That percentage has got to be climbing here over the last couple ball games.
Yep, no doubt. 57% on the season. Eyes number two. Takes his time. Tosses it in. He's got four. Indiana, 27-26 trailer to USC by one. 5-5 to go. 5:05, that is. Across the timeline, this is Yates with the basketball. Drives it to the right. Carlisle on him, right to the baseline. A whistle blows, and Carlisle's going to get called for a foul. So Kanan will pick up his first foul of the ball game. And that's going to put, well, they'll take it out of bounds because that is just team foul number three against Indiana. St. Thomas will trigger it in. He gets it into Cohen, who's checked back in the lineup. Cohen waits, looks, now dribbles against Bolo down low. Bangs with him, dribbles it outside to Yates. Yates lost the handle, got it back, picks it up, dribbles with it, slides it to the left, lost it again. Catches up to it again and gets the dribble going again and forces up a three, airballed it, out of bounds. It'll belong to IU.
Defensive possession there by Indiana. This crowd's starting to get in the game here, Dons. This is the opportunity. Just over 4.5 minutes left to go in this first half. Indiana's grabbed the momentum here of this basketball game. They've got to capitalize.
Ball in the hands of Rice. Slides it back to Leo. Leo holds on, gives it up to Bryson Tucker. Tucker now gives it back out to Miles Rice. He goes right side with the pass to Carlisle, drives the baseline, throws in the corner to Tucker. Three on the way, off the mark, no. Rebound batted away, saved inbounds by Cohen into the hands of Abou. Abou brings it across the timeline. Abou on the dribble against Rice. Dumps a hook pass inside. It's knocked away, but a foul is called against Indiana. And this personal will be whistled on Miles Rice. That will be his first. Ball will be taken out of bounds. Maybe we're going to shoot it. They are going to shoot it.
Yeah, only the 14th foul, but
that's Patton.
Yeah, Patton going up for that dunk attempt right before he got fouled.
So Kevin Patton at the line fires up the free one. He missed. Timmy Fries have already been one for the day, so no longer cheering when they miss a big free throw.
USC only 1 of 5 from the line here to start this ballgame.
Yeah, they're struggling at this point. I mean, their best player, Desmond Claude, missed all three of his attempts. Second one, it finally went in. So Patton gets the point there. Patton has picked up his first point of the contest. Inbounds, Luke Goody in back in the ballgame as Leo checks to the sideline. Goody gives it to Rice, and Rice brings it up right back to Goody on the left perimeter, then back out to Rice on the left side. Down low to Umar. Dribbles inside, try to put up a shot, draws the foul. And Bolo's going to go back to the free throw line. I think they're going to call this one on AG. And we shall see. Yep. No, it's Abo. Abo got called for the foul. That would be his first of the ball game. So timeout with 3:54 to go here in the first half. Indiana is trailing by 2, 28-26 to Southern Cal. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the Karis Horse Radio Network from Learfield.
Well, at one point, USC, Don, had a 10-point lead with just over 12 minutes left in the first half. And here in the last 8 minutes, Indiana has done a nice job kind of battling back slowly to get right back into this game. It was a 10-point deficit. It's now only a 2-point deficit. It's come off the back of Indiana's defense. They've done much better kind of limiting the easy looks that USC has had. Now, it started really bad. I mean, USC was getting wide open looks. But here, of the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 minutes, Indiana has done much better defensively. USC is only one of their last 7 from the field, which has allowed Indiana to get back into this ballgame.
Well, Umar Bala will go back to the free throw line here. Bala with 4 points tonight. He knocked down his first 2 of the ball game. We'll see if he can keep that going. Crowd quiets as he eyes the attempt. First one is on its way, and it is good. He rattles it in. 5 points now for Bala. Indiana has missed 1 free throw tonight. That was Anthony Leal, one of your best free throw shooters. And Bala, one of your worst, has 3 for 3 thus far. Number 2 on its way. Got them both. 6 points for Umar Bala. You talk about a guy getting more and more comfortable every time he goes to the line. And, man, that's going to help him immensely because he's going to get hit. He's going to get fouled a bunch. Here outside is Wesley Yates on the dribble. Fires it out to Cohen. Cohen top of the key. 1 dribble. Looks. Throws it left side. Oh, into Patton's hands and it was deflected. And we got a foul, I think.
Calling it on Carlisle. On Kanan Carlisle. Doesn't like it. I don't think there was a lot of contact there, but Carlisle's not complaining too much, Don, so he must know what he did.
2 fouls on him. Here is Abo. Abo throws it back out to Cohen. He'll put up a 3. It's way off the mark. Miles Rice with the rebound. Rice brings it back for IU. Lobs it inside to Umar. Down low. Puts it up. Got it. Umar Bala's got his 8 point. First IU lead of the night. 30-28 over USC with 3:17 to go in the half. Up the floor, Wesley Yates with the basketball. Yates bounces it off to St. Thomas. He feeds it over to Patton. Patton brings it back outside to Abo. Abo dumps it to Josh Cohen. Cohen against Umar Bala. Throws it back outside into the hands of Yates. Now left side to Abo for a 3 try, and he hits again. Abo has knocked in his 3rd 3-pointer of the first half. He's got 11 points. And it's 31-30, and Indiana now behind once again. Now the ball into Carlisle's hands. He finds Luke Goody. Down inside to Umar. Bala against Cohen. Double team comes. Looks. Dribbles it once. Turns. Hook shot. Good! And Umar Bala's got his 10th point. 32-31. Indiana takes the lead back. Now Yates. Up the court against Carlisle. Yates starts to the left, drives it down the left side, goes inside, throws it up, blocked away by Umar. A foul, however, is called, and I think Carlisle just picked up number 3.
You pressure the ball all the way out at half court, which is fine, but you've got to make sure if you're going to be that aggressive guarding the basketball that you do not get beat on dribble penetration. That time, way too easy for Yates to just a little hesitation with the left hand and then just blew right past Kanan Carlisle. Once you get that first guy beat defensively, everybody else has got to help out, get your defense out of position. It's a nice move by Yates to draw the foul.
So at the free throw line, Wesley Yates with 6 points. First time he's been at the stripe tonight. And that free throw is good. He's got his 7 point. He's an 85% free throw shooter on the season. Carlisle checks to the sideline with 3 fouls, and that brings Trey Galloway back into the lineup for IU. So they got Tucker, Goody, Galloway, Bala, and Rice back in the lineup, or in the lineup right now for Indiana. Second shot is good again, and Wesley Yates has picked up his 8th point. So it's 33-32, Indiana now down 1. So our lead yo-yoing here. at the end of the first half with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go. Here is the dribble. And Rice drives it left, down into the lane, kicks out to Goody for three.
In the bingo! What a great... I'll tell you what. Luke Goody all of a sudden has found the range. That's his third three of the ball game.
And he's spellbinding me. Across the timeline, ball in the hands of Yates. Lobs it inside to AG. Throws it back out front. It goes to Patton. Now to Yates. He pulls back for a three, and he missed it. Air ball out of bounds, Indiana basketball.
It's Yates' second air ball there. That was a nice shot fake. One dribble to get away from the defender, but he's just not even close right now. But your comment about Goody, it's not just tonight. I mean, he's 3-for-3 from downtown, but man, just the last few ball games, you can see he has just gotten that confidence. He's shooting with no hesitation at all, and tonight he's been spectacular.
Here's Rice with the basketball for Indiana. Gives it out to Trey Galloway. He fakes the three, then drives in, kicks out to Goody. Goody will put up a mid-range jump shot and knocks it in. And Luke Goody found the range again. 11 points for him. 37-33, Indiana has a four-point lead. It is by far their largest. The bounce pass comes to St. Thomas. Top of the key. Thomas, one dribble. Gives it up. Fires it over to Yates on the right side. Back out it comes to Thomas. Thomas backs it out against Tucker. Drives it to the right side. Pulls up. He'll force up a three, and he'll hit it. And St. Thomas has got his ninth point of the ball game. They can shoot it. 37-36. Indiana's a one-point leader. 37 seconds and a half. Here's Rice. Drives it down low. Throws it up. Draws the foul. He'll go to the line.
Well, that's what Miles Rice can do. Man, he's instant offense. If he can turn the corner, he'll use that athleticism and quickness to make something happen for your offense. That time, USC allowed him to turn that corner. He got right into the body of the defender and drew the foul. Been quiet start to this game for Miles Rice. Only 2 of 6 from the field, but he's doing some other things for Indiana. 6 rebounds from your point guard, 2 assists, and a block shot.
Desmond Claude has been on the bench with 2 fouls for a while, but he's going to come in here with 34 seconds to go as Rice puts up the free one, and Miles continues his hot shooting at the line with his 7 point. 3-for-3 on the night. 12-point scoring average on the season, 92% at the free throw line coming into this one. And he hasn't hurt that percentage with his first three of the night. 38-36 Indiana, number 2, misses, and put the kiss of death on it right there. 38-36 Indiana by 2, 28 seconds to go in the half. Ball the hands of Desmond Claude. Clocks are about 3-4 seconds apart. Claude directs a little traffic, 13 on the shot clock. The pass comes over to Desmond Claude. He lobs it in to St. Thomas, back out to Claude. Claude looks up, drives it right, down low, throws up a push shot, no good. Rebound, A.G., back up and in. A.G. scores quickly there. He's got his first 2 of the game. Clock's going to run out here, and we are at halftime. And we are deadlocked at 38-38 here in this first half of tonight's ball game. All right. Inbound will be made by Luke Goody for Indiana. He gets it into Miles Rice. Umar Bolo, Mackenzie Mbako's in there as well. And Trey Galloway. Here is Rice between the circles, slowly. Now fires it over to Mbako. Got off to a slow start here in this ball game. Hasn't scored a point yet. Sat a lot in the first half. Now, ball in the hands of Rice. Miles throws it left to Galloway. Galloway brings it back, fires up a three-pointer, and missed it badly. And it was kicked out of bounds, however, by Josh Cohen, and Indiana will get it.
Yeah, they're going to check the shot clock here. I don't know that that ball hit the rim. So they're going to review this to see how much time should be. It got reset to 20, but I don't know that that ball hit the rim.
All right, well, while we have a second, we'll pass along that we'd like to know if you've heard of Bob Water. Refreshing fruit-infused vodka water with zero carbonation, zero sugar, zero carbs, only 90 calories. Bob Water's the perfect game day drink, founded in Indiana and now proud sponsor of IU Athletics. Please drink and enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, as we get going further into Big Ten play, Trey Galloway is going to get his fair share of pull-up three opportunities. Teams have been going underneath on those ball screens on the wing, and he's got the opening there. It's going to be the most of the season. He will have an opportunity to knock down a shot off of the dribble. That time, it was a good shot, just did not hit the rim. And that shot clock, instead of 20, is going to have 4.3 seconds on it here, out of bounds underneath.
So Mackenzie Ibaka will trigger the play in Indiana with just 4 seconds to get this one off. The officials come out and converse once again now. Don't know why this is going on, but while they are, we'll just pass along another note here. The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. So the officials still having a little bit of a discussion. I'll tell you, the folks at Southern Cal that are here tonight, obviously, they're dealing with some problems out on the West Coast with the wildfires that have just been destroying everything out there in their path. It's so sad to see. Inbounding will be in Mackenzie Ibaka. Looks, finally gets it in the corner to Rice. He'll put up a three. He'll miss it badly with an air ball. And the ball in the hands now of Desmond Claude, who brings it across the timeline. Claude feeds it over to St. Thomas, it was Yates that dribbled it out front. Now the ball in the hands of Claude once again. Claude goes to Josh Cohen. Cohen takes it to the left side with the left-hand dribble, gives it up, hands it over. It comes to Desmond Claude down low. Nice reverse layup. He got it to go down. Claude has got just his fifth point of the ball game. He's their leading scorer at 14-9 a contest. Here is Goody outside to Mackenzie Ibaka. He feeds Trey Galloway, who lobs it into Umar Bolo. A nice feed to give and go to Trey Galloway, but he throws it back outside to Rice. And now we got a foul called on Yates, I believe. And Wesley Yates picks up his second personal foul.
Foul number six.
That was on the handoff. I was afraid they might call that on Galloway. You see that a ton in today's college basketball. Players are not allowed to hand the ball off and then use their body to shield off the defender, but watching the replay, that was a really good call. It was Yates that initiated the contact there right on the right baseline.
So the inbound will come from Mackenzie Ibaka once again. Umar comes down on the baseline now. Now they run a little bit of a play. They get it into Goody. Luke brings it back out on the dribble, feeds it over to Trey Galloway. Galloway drives it to the right side, down low, pulls it back to the free throw line, dumps it into Umar. Umar catches it, puts it up with a left hand, and scores. And Umar Bolo's got his 12th point. 40-40 tie here in the early going of the second half, just underway. Desmond Claude on the dribble. Claude brings it out, circles to the left side, pulls up, gives it to Thomas, then back out to Claude. Desmond Claude on the hold right now. Galloway trying to guard him, takes it down inside. Desmond Claude turns around, forces up a shot, won't go, and the rebound taken out of there. But Mackenzie Ibaka stepped out of bounds as he was trying to save with a deflection tip, and he just couldn't get it done.
And Ibaka 0-for-7 from the field in that first half. So you've heard me say this a lot. Hey, he can do other things besides just shoot the ball. He's got to get involved rebounding, defensively, get some steals for Indiana.
Claude will inbound for USC. Bounces it in, and it comes off the foot of a bow. And out of bounds, and Indiana will get it. Turnover. That is just the second or third turnover of the ball game for USC in this contest. And the ball in the hands now of Miles Rice on the left perimeter. Dribbles it out to the top. Pulls up, throws it back to Galloway on the left wing. Trey drives it into the lane. Little runner off the backboard and in. And Trey Galloway has his second basket of the night, his fourth point. Indiana takes the lead at 42-40. Across the timeline, Desmond Claude drives it to the right side. Throws it back outside. It comes to Thomas. He fires up a three. It's no good. And Umar Bolo takes the rebound, gives it over to Trey Galloway, brings it up the court, bounces back to Luke Goody. Goody now feeds it over to Rice. Rice trying to penetrate down into the lane, scoops it up and in. Miles Rice with a good move there, gets his 9th point. And Indiana with a 4-point lead now. Ball in the hands of Yates, throws it out to Claude. Claude dribbles to the right side, hands it off to Abou. Abou gives to Cohen. Cohen goes to Yates on the left wing. Yates, a couple of dribbles, gives it up to Claude. Claude between the circles, takes it to the left, bounces it down into St. Thomas. Quick throw out to A.G., or to Abou, rather. He fires up the jumper, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped out of the hands, and Josh Cohen gets fouled on the play.
Two Indiana offensive players fighting over that rebound. Created that loose ball opportunity for Cohen. And then Cohen just kind of throws himself into a follow there. I don't think that's much of a foul at all, but he gets the offensive board and gets to the free throw line for USC. But a missed opportunity for Indiana. Could have gotten another stop. USC's on a scoring drought here to start this second half. They have not got many good looks. Fortunate to come away with that rebound.
So Cohen will go to the free throw line. He is a 77% free throw shooter on the season. He's got 2 points in the game early in the first half and misses that free toss. So he'll have a second opportunity here. Indiana leads by four, 44-40. Indiana's biggest lead of the game has been 4 points. So it equals here in the second half their biggest lead. Cohen's second shot is good, and Cohen has his third point of the contest and draws the Trojans within three. Rice across the timeline, works to the right side, drives it down low, flips it out to Galloway for a quick three try, and he hits it. Trey Galloway's got his 7 point. He was ready to shoot that. I like it. Oftentimes, I don't see him look for that shot. Now, here's a long jumper by Albo. He misses it badly. Rebound, scramble for. Rice had it for a second, and he calls a quick timeout, and Indiana will have the basketball.
You got to love to see that, Don. Diving on the floor for a loose ball. Miles Rice getting the timeout for Indiana. You're right. An aggressive Trey Galloway is a Trey Galloway that I like. He has come out in the second half looking to score, and he has been a big part of this start for Indiana out to a 6-point lead.
So full timeout taken here with 16:21 on the clock. It's 47-41. Indiana back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
Well, Indiana has locked down a bit here at the defensive end in this second half. USC is only 1 of 5 from the field. Haven't knocked down a three. We got 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Just not a really good start. Only 3 points and just under 4 minutes of action for USC, which has allowed Indiana to take this at one point at halftime tie ball game and getting out to a 6-point lead with the ball here. So an opportunity for Indiana to really keep this lead going, throw it out into double digits and put this ball game away.
Goody bounces it into Rice. Rice brings it up the court for IU. Miles bounces it to Umar, top of the key. To Galloway, drives it to the right side, throws up a runner, and hits. And Trey Galloway's got his 9 point. 7 of those coming here early in the second half. Across the timeline, Desmond Claude with the basketball. Claude throws it left to St. Thomas. Thomas holds on the wing. Now dribbles it, pulls up, wanted to shoot the three, couldn't get it off, gives to A.G., then back to Thomas. He throws it outside, they threw it away. Galloway's got it, drives it down low, puts it up, missed it. Rebound taken out of there by Albo. Back the other way, Thomas with the basketball. Thomas kicks it out to Yates. Wesley Yates drives it to the baseline. Cut off, throws it inside to A.G. A.G. puts up a shot and got the roll. A.G.'s made 2 of those tough shots inside. Both of those baskets have come that way, and he's got 4 points. 49-43. Indiana's on top here. Looked like they're going to start to stretch the lead out all of a sudden. USC gets a bucket. Here's Rice to Goody. Then back to Rice. Rice drives it inside, throws up a runner. He gets fouled. On the deck, kind of somersaults his way down there into the fan base. And they'll bring it out. The foul is called against. It looked like a bow. Yep. He gets called for the first, so that will be his second in the ballgame. 49-43 with timeout on the floor with 15:09 to go in this contest. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball on the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
Oh, here's my prediction. I think Indiana's going to have 2 players tonight with a double-double. And that doesn't happen very often, but Umar Balo's got 12.6 rebounds, just needs 4 more rebounds for Indiana. But here at the free throw line, Miles Rice, 9 points, has a chance to get 10 or 11 here, 7 rebounds from the point guard position.
And he's got 10 because he just knocked in the first free throw, so he'll have 1 more. Miles is shooting it as good or better than anybody else in this ball club right now from the stripe. And he just automatic up there right at this point. He's got his 11th point of the game. He is 5 of 6 tonight. Now, ball in the hands of Desmond Claude. Claude, top of the key, slides it down the left side, throws up a runner, is fouled on the play. Let's see who they call this one on. Umar or Miles? Looks like it's going to be on Miles. So that would be his second foul of the ball game.
Yeah, Miles came from the backside there trying to swat that ball away. I don't think he needed to do that. I think Ballo was doing his job protecting the rim. That would have been a really tough finish for Claude to try to finish over the big seven-footer for Indiana.
At the line, Desmond Claude with 5 points tonight. He was 1 for 4 in his first four attempts, but he makes that one. He's got 6 points now. 51-44, Indiana by 7. Second shot by Claude is good, and he's got 7 points now. 51-45, Indiana's lead down to 6. Ball in the hands of Miles Rice. Rice bounces it out to Umar, right back to Miles, to Trey Galloway. Lobs it into Umar. Alley-oop play is perfect. And Umar Ballo's got his 14th point of the ball game on a beautiful throw from Trey Galloway. 53-45, back to an 8-point lead. Claude with the basketball, drives it left side, scoops it up, in, got it. Claude got away from Trey Galloway that time and gets his 9th point. 53-47. Galloway will bring it up, gets it across the timeline. Trey works to the right side, lobs it outside to Mackenzie Mbako for a 3, try to off the mark, and the rebound taken out of there by Desmond Claude. Down the floor to St. Thomas, throws it outside to Abou. Abou pulls up for a jump shot, rims it, no good. Umar comes up with a rebound, throws it out to Rice. Rice on the break down the floor, takes it all the way to the hole. Ball is tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Indiana.
Could have been a foul there. Miles Rice going 100 miles per hour at the rim. There's contact there. Yates must have done a good job there, kind of getting deflection there without hitting Rice, but that's just really tough to guard there. That was a nice job by Yates.
And Baca will inbound. He lobs it into Galloway, into the lane, little runner. It's good. Trey Galloway pounds home another one. He's got his 11th point. 55-47. Indiana takes the lead back up to 8. 13:39 left. Here's Desmond Claude. Pitches in the corner to Yates. Then back out to St. Thomas. Thomas, cross-court pass comes to Abou. Back out to Claude. He traveled.
Good call there. Yep.
So, turnover. Eric Musselman comes to the side, takes a drink of water. Not all that pleased with what he's seeing right now, but he doesn't want to get on his team too badly because they've been in this hunt most of the way.
Big possession here, Indiana, with this 8-point lead here. I'd like to draw up something for Luke Goody. Just keep an eye open for the shooter in the corner.
And here's Galloway. Slides it to the right side. Throws it out to Goody. Top of the key. Pulls up at the free throw line. Pitches back off to Mbako. He lobs it into Umar. Ballo with the basketball. Backs his way inside and slams it home. Umar Ballo gets his 16th point of the ball game. And that's got everybody excited with that slam dunk. Galloway on Claude. Claude backs it out. Desmond Claude with the ball. Feeds it over to Abou. He gets it off to Yates. They weave it out front to St. Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Drives on Goody down low. Throws up a shot, but drew the foul on Luke. And Goody picks up his first foul of the night.
Indiana did draw up a play for Luke Goody at the top of the key, but USC took it away. And what a luxury it has when the play breaks down. You're like, all right, well, just hit it to the big man. Indiana gets the ball down the low block, and Umar Ballo does what he does, which is backs down the defender. A good, strong move for a two-hand slam, and the energy just went wild in this place. A 10-point lead here for the Hoosiers.
Lob in comes to Desmond Claude. He works on Galloway. And looks inside and then throws it out to Abou. Abou gives it over to Yates. Yates on the left wing drives his way in against Rice. Throws up a shot, blocked away, but into the hands of Abou, who throws up a 3 and missed it. Luke Goody with a rebound. Back comes IU. Down the floor, Galloway gets the pass from Luke. Galloway directs a little traffic verbally as he calls out what he wants done here, still on the dribble as he does so. Throws it over to Rice. Rice brings it back to Trey. Galloway throws it to Goody on the left wing, outside to Miles Rice. Rice pulls up on the right wing, gives to Luke Goody. Goody drives it down into the lane. He throws up a runner, and it bounces around, won't go, but there's a foul call. And let's see. Yeah, it was Desmond Claude who they call the personal on. That would be his third. And out of bounds will be taken out by Trey Galloway. Gallo looks, lobs it into Goody. Goody outside to Umar Ballo. Ballo feeds it over to Trey Galloway. Galloway now looks for a screen. Throws up a three off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and taken out of there by St. Thomas. Down the floor into the hands of Abou. Shizbozo, Abou on the drive against Goody. Scoops it up with the left hand and missed it. Knocked out of bounds by, it looked like, St. Thomas. And Indiana will have the basketball with 11:43 on the clock. When we return from this timeout, Indiana with their biggest lead at 10-57-47. 11:43 left. We'll be back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
Well, offensively, USC is just really struggling here in the second half. Only 3 of 11 from the field. And Indiana kind of playing small, but, man, doing what needs to be done here at the defensive end. Taking away the three. I can't remember the last wide-open three that USC had. And with Umar Ballo underneath the basket, they're really protecting the rim pretty well. Dribble penetration is what USC wants to do. And for the most part, Indiana's keeping the ball in front, not allowing that penetration. And all five guys really have been locked in at the defensive end. That's what's kind of keyed this spurt here offensively for Indiana after this 10-point lead has really come off the backs of Indiana's defense.
And Indiana shooting the ball much better here in the second half, 57%, that 8-14, and just 27% for USC. So they've kind of flipped the script from the first half to the second half start.
No doubt about it. To begin this game, USC was getting wide-open 15-footers, wide-open threes. But really here in the last 10 minutes of this ballgame, Indiana's really locked down.
Miles Rice with the ball across the timeline, guarded by Yates. And Rice starts it to the right, comes back to the left with a bounce pass to Bryson Tucker. Tucker takes it to the left side. Wants to get a shot and a fadeaway jumper, and he nails it. Bryson Tucker's got his 6th point of the ball game. He's taken that turnaround fadeaway jumper twice tonight, and he's made both of them. 59-47, Indiana by 12. So Indiana's starting to stretch it out a bit. Here is Claude with the basketball, gives it up on the weave to Yates, then back outside from Patton, who's back in the ball game. Back to Claude, Desmond Claude, who gives it over to Patton. Patton tries to work, can't do it, goes to Abou. He pulls up, kicks it the corner to Patton. He drives the baseline, throws up a runner, and nails it. Devin Patton, nice shot there, gets his 3rd point of the game. 59-49. Here's Rice to Trey Galloway. Galloway slides to the left on the dribble, guarded by Desmond Claude. Brings it back out to the wing. And Thomas on him, throws it over to Bryson Tucker. Tucker slides it into the paint, pulls up, fires up another fadeaway. It won't go this time, and the rebound taken out of there by St. Thomas. Down the floor, St. Thomas works to the free throw line, gives it up, throws it out to Claude. Now Claude kicks out to Wesley Yates for a three, and he hits it. And Wesley Yates, he's picked up his 11th point of the ball game, a three there, and we're back to a 7-point game, 59-52. Now, Miles Rice on the dribble between the circles, drives it to the right side, pulls up, fakes, then scoops it up, and couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound pulled out of there by Galloway, kicks to Cootie in the corner to Rice, who fakes, then drives baseline, then he can't shoot it. Throws to Umar, right back out to Miles. Miles gets it down low, lobs it up at the basket just to get a shot off when somebody was hammering him because he was behind the backboard. If that one would have went down, this place would have exploded.
Yeah. Indiana tried to get Miles Rice involved offensively in that set. They kept looking at him. USC did a really nice job taking away the three, taking away his drive. And, yeah, he was deep on the baseline there. If that whistle doesn't blow, he is stranded with nowhere to go. He was forced to throw it up over the top of the backboard. Lucky for Miles Rice that the foul was called.
Aaron Musselman pretty upset about that call. Free throw is on its way and off the back of the rim. And Miles misses for the 2nd time tonight, which he doesn't do very often. He was 5-for-6 coming into that play. Actually, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5-of-6. Now 5-of-7. And now 6-of-8. So Miles Rice picks up his 12th point of the ball game, but also a miss on that attempt. Indiana leading it by 8, 60-52. Up the floor, Desmond Claude with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Works it out to the top. Throws it right side to Abo. Abo puts up a three. It's no good. And Ubar's got himself a rebound. Off into the hands of Trey Galloway. Galloway brings it back down the floor. That'll be eight boards now for Ubaldo. Out to Trey Galloway, who takes it to the left wing. Dumps it into Umar. Umar against St. Thomas. Bounces it in. Crabb steps his way into the lane. Little jumper. No good. Tipped out in the hands of Claude. Claude brings it up quickly. Fires it off to St. Thomas. They go in the corner for another three try from Abo. This time missed. And the rebound to Kanan Carlisle, who just checked in. And it'll belong to Indiana. The ball went off of Claude out of bounds. Hoosiers will have it.
That would have been a big three from USC. They did a nice job kind of crowding the lane defensively, making it tough on Balo. And they get out and run in transition. Now, Indiana, real slow getting back on defense, allowed that open three.
Carlisle gets to Goody, and Goody gives it back out to Trey Galloway. Gallo now out near midcourt, starts his dribble to the right side, takes it to Bryson Tucker. Tucker brings it into the lane, pulls up, spin move, puts it up, scores! Bryson Tucker with his 8 point. Really nice move there, and Indiana's got the 10-point lead back. Outside pass comes to St. Thomas over to Patton. Patton got away with a travel, it looked like, but he throws up an air ball three that goes out of bounds, and Indiana will get the ball back. And coming in for the first time tonight is Jalen Shelley, a 6'8 freshman from Little Elm, Texas. As Eric Musselman looking for something different here as Patton goes to the sideline. So Shelley in the ball game. Indiana's got the basketball with a 10-point lead. Pass comes out to Bryson Tucker. He feeds it over to Carlisle. He whips it around to Langdon Hatton. He throws it out to Bryson Tucker. Tucker again trying to drive his way to the lane. Throws up a runner. Won't go. Couldn't get his rebound. And then he's called for a foul, I believe.
Just short arm that one. That was a good move. I mean, he beat the defender. Kind of rose up. No more than 5 feet from the rim, Don. And he just kind of short-armed that one. But Bryson Tucker is taking good shots. He's making things happen. He's 4 of 8 from the field for 8 points. He's been some offense, instant offense off the bench here for Indiana.
Here's Claude with the basketball. Guarded by Tucker. Takes it inside on him. Throws it up. Won't go. Rebound tipped out to Carlisle. Kanan Carlisle brings it down. Throws it to Trey Galloway. Down to the baseline. Throws it in the corner to Goody for a 3 try. Yes! And he was fouled. And Luke Goody having a terrific night, a fourth three-pointer for him, his 13th, make it his 14th point of the ball game. And Goody will have a chance to make it a four-point play when we return. 7:56 on the clock here, and we will be back in a moment for inside with the score at 65-52. This is IU Basketball on the Kearsarge Radio Network from Learfield.
Luke Goody has come to play here tonight. He's 4 for 4 from downtown, 5 of 6 from the field. He's got 14 points for Indiana, a chance going to the free throw line to complete the 4-point play. You don't see it very often, but Luke Goody has an opportunity if he knocks down his free throw to give Indiana a 14-point lead. He has been instant offense. Bryson Tucker's done a great job coming off the bench. Galloway's leading the pack, 11 points, 5 assists here tonight for Indiana. You've seen some great individual contributions from your Indiana Hoosiers. They've got the momentum. They've got the energy right now, and they've taken their largest lead of the ballgame.
Goody 4 for 4 from the three-point line tonight, and he's 5 of 6 in the ballgame and now goes to the free throw stripe, where he is probably the best free throw shooter in this team, and that's saying something because he missed that one.
I don't know why you do that.
I don't either. I have no idea. But I know they can't hear me.
I don't know.
65-52. Here's the pass outside. Out to St. Thomas. St. Thomas, he got away with a travel. Down inside he goes to Yates, and now Yates is fouled by Langdon Hatton. And on Hatton, that will be his first. I'll make that a second.
And Carlisle got caught ball watching there. And Yates just back cut on the right wing. USC needed that. The offense has really been tough to come by here in this second half. They've been on a scoring drought right around 3 minutes. We got Yates going to the free throw line here with a chance to break that.
So Wesley Yates at the stripe. He had a good first half. He had 8 points. He's had a three-pointer this half. And now he's got 12 points as he hit that free throw. So he's got his third free throw that's gone down in this ball game out of 3 tries. So he's a good free throw shooter, 85% of the year. And once again trying to make this a little bit closer for USC to deal with, and he does. That's 13 now for Yates, and it is 65-54, an 11-point lead for IU. Galloway up the floor, gets full-court pressure, gets it to Carlisle, takes it in, fires up a 15-footer off the rim, no good. And the pass comes out to AG, or the rebound, I should say, and then off to Claude, who brings it down the court. Claude takes it to the left side. Claude drives on Tucker down low, forced him up with a forearm, and no call there. Desmond Claude gets an easy bucket. He's got 11, and suddenly that lead is back down inside double digits. A 9-point advantage for Indiana. Here's Carlisle. Slides it between the circles, gives out to Bryson Tucker. Tucker clears it away to Galloway. Galloway looks for Langan Hatton. Now dribbles it left and gives it off to Goody. Goody will let go a three. Off the mark this time. First time he's missed a three-pointer. Back down the floor comes Claude. Claude drives it on Trey Galloway. Gets cut off, throws it out to AG. Now to St. Thomas for a long three that misses. And Galloway's got the rebound. Back down the floor comes Indiana. Here is Bryson Tucker. Tucker tries to penetrate, throws it out to Trey Galloway. Galloway with the basketball, works it to the right side, down into the lane. He's going to put it up on a reverse. He missed it. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Langdon Hatton. So Indiana, here comes Miles Rice back in the ball game. So does Umar Baldo. Trey will get a little bit of a rest here as he and Langdon Hatton head for the sideline, and Umar Baldo's back in, along with Miles Rice. And up the floor comes St. Thomas with a basketball for USC. 6:17 to go in this one. Bounce pass comes left side into the hands of Yates. Then out top to Desmond Claude, down low, puts it up and misses the shot, but he'll go to the line as Miles Rice is clipped for his third personal foul.
It's crafty there by Claude. Hey, didn't beat Rice. Rice did a great job shuffling his feet, but sometimes that head fake, that little shot fake, is all that you need to get the defender up in the air. Rice fell for it. Claude used his body to draw the contact. Just a real crafty, heady play there by Claude.
So Claude goes to the stripe. He's got 11 points tonight. 9-point lead for Indiana starting to evaporate again, and he makes it an 8-point ball game. 12 points now for Desmond Claude. So closing in on his season average of 14-9. 6:08 left. Still a ball game. And the second one is good. 13 points for Desmond Claude. Indiana's lead is down to 7. 65-58. Bounce pass to Carlisle. Down the floor to Tucker. Takes it inside. Throws it up with the left hand. Won't go. And the rebound taken by Abo. Thrown away. Carlisle comes up with it. In the corner to Tucker. Out to Goody. Goody now lets go. Can't get the shot away. Gives it to Rice. Rice now pulls up. Bounces down to Umar. Lays it up with the left hand. Umar Baldo is 18th point. Nice look from Miles Rice that time. 67-58. Indiana draws back out to a 9-point advantage. Ball in the hands right now, St. Thomas. He bounces out to Yates, then off to Claude. Claude against Carlisle. Drives it down low. Nice feed to AG inside, but he misses the layup. Taken by Carlisle on the rebound. Kanan gets it across the timeline. Carlisle to the top. He'll let fly a three. He will miss the three. Rebound taken out of there by AG. Back the other way. Carlisle having another tough night shooting the basketball. Getting banged around by Claude. Now Baldo cuts him off, and he threw it away into the hands of Miles Rice. Turnovers down. Here is Rice on the right perimeter. Out to Goody. Goody gives it up to Baldo. He feeds it over to Bryson Tucker. Tucker back out to Rice. They'll reset. Indiana with a 9-point advantage, trying to build that double-digit lead again if they can get a bucket here. Here is Rice, slides it right down into the lane. Nice feed to Umar, puts it up, scores, and a foul. Umar Baldo, 20th point of the ball game. He'll go to the line with a chance at his 21st point. And he, again, is a factor big time in this contest.
Yeah, another good pass by Miles Rice. Now that's 6 assists for Indiana's point guard. He's got 12 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. That is sneaky good. He kind of all of a sudden snuck up on you, and you look at the stat sheet, Miles Rice is having himself a ball game right now. And Balo's the beneficiary of it. He's been sneaky. 20 points already for the big man.
So Umar goes to the free throw stripe tonight. Fires it up there and got it again. He has not missed tonight from the free throw line. I had to say it now because if I said it later, it'd probably ruin it.
No doubt about it. Yeah,
he's 70 to 50.
I think he hadn't hit the rim yet either. It's been really good.
Really good. Here's Claude with the basketball. On the dribble at the free throw line. Bounces it inside. Nice feed to St. Thomas for an easy basket. 11 points for Thomas. 70 to 60. The other way, Rice puts it up and in. Rice just went nonstop that time, end to end, lays it up and in, and Miles Rice now has got his 14th point.
Yeah, again, the quickest guy in the court. No offense being run after the made shot. Indiana pushes it. Miles Rice takes it one-on-one right through the defense, draws the foul, and makes another great play for Indiana. He has really turned it up here offensively in the second half.
At the free throw line, Miles tried for a three-point play here, looking for his 15th point of the game, and knocks it in. 15 now for Rice. Indiana 73-60 over USC. That is the new biggest lead of the ball game. Now, ball in the hands of Desmond Claude. Claude throws it outside to Yates. He drives it inside, throws it up, is fouled by Umar Bolo. Bolo picks up the personal. That will be his second of the ballgame.
Another good head fake from USC. Indiana's coaching staff's not too happy with that defense on the right wing. That's just too easy for Yates to get to the basket. And that head fake's been really good, kind of keeping Indiana's defense kind of off balance. Yates did it perfectly there and got to the line.
Yates is 4-for-4 tonight at the free throw stripe. And he knocks that one down for his 14th point. 73-61, 4:02 left in this ball game. Yates has played pretty much the entire ball game tonight. I don't remember any time he was sitting down. Second free throw, good. Rattles this one in. Yates now with 15 points. And Indiana's lead down to 11, 73-62. Up court pass comes to Luke Goody. Bounces it out to Miles Rice. Rice with the basketball holds on. Rice dribbles between the circles. Double team comes, flips it over to Kane and Carlisle. Into the lane, lobs it into Umar. Bolo banging on Agee down low. Turns around, puts it up with the left hand. Misses the shot. Rebound tipped out to Rice. Fires it up there and misses. And the rebound tapped away to Abo, who's back in. Abo comes down the floor. He feeds it over to Wesley Yates. He hammers in a three. And Yates now has 18 points in this ball game. Big three there for USC. And all of a sudden, we're back into single digits, 73-65. Here is Luke Goody. Over goes to Miles Rice. Rice now holds on, fakes, dribbles a couple of times. Now drives it down to the baseline, kicks it outside to Kane and Carlisle. Short arm to shot, no good. Rebound, Tucker takes it out of there. Tucker tries to get it up, and they're going to call a foul.
The USC has the last couple possessions doubled the basketball. It doesn't matter who has it. They're doubling the basketball, and they are leading Kane and Carlisle all by himself in Indiana's half-court sets. So Kane and Carlisle's got to take this upon himself. When he gets a shot, he's got to knock it down here for Indiana. USC has looked at the scouting report. They have decided to not guard Carlisle here the last couple possessions to try to take the ball out of the other players for Indiana.
So we have timeout with 3:02 to go in this basketball game. The Hoosiers right now are leading 73-65, and we'll go to the free throw line when we come back. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
Indiana's got this lead out to 13 on two separate occasions here in this second half, and USC, each time that's happened, they've just fought back and cut the lead down to 8 here. Just a couple minutes ago, Indiana had a 73-60 lead, and now the game's 73-65. So five straight points for the Trojans have got them within striking distance here. And it's, you know, Indiana, you got to make your free throws here. You got to make every opportunity count here. You got a chance at the free throw line with Bryson Tucker.
Tucker at the stripe, 77% of the season, free throw off the back of the rim. He will have a second. He's averaging 5.9 points. He's gotten 8 points in this ball game tonight. Number 2 on its way, and this one is off the rim and then in. So he got his ninth point of the ball game, and the Hoosiers now lead it by nine, 74-65. Desmond Claude with the ball into the lane. Little jump pusher is good. And Claude has picked up his 15th point, went right over the top that time. A bowler. He had to shoot it high, but he got it in. 74-67. This is still a ball game. Rice on the dribble. Outside pass comes away to Galloway. Right side to Tucker. Back to Galloway. Galloway holds on between the circles. Now dribbles it. Works it to the right. Throws it inside to Ballo on an alley-oop. What a slam dunk that was. A perfect pass from Trey Galloway. And Ballo buries it with his 23rd point. 76-67. Here's Claude with the basketball into the lane. Kicks it out to A.G. for a three try. He rims it no good, but Wesley Yates comes up with a rebound. Then back outside to Desmond Claude. Claude fires up a three. It's way off the mark. Rebound tracked down by Claude. Kicked into Thomas. Back outside to Abo. He throws it right into the hands of Bryson Tucker. Tucker drives it in. It goes to Rice, and he lays it in. Miles Rice has got 17. Nice feed from Bryson Tucker. Indiana back to an 11-point advantage. 1:38 to go. Now, Claude into the lane. Throws up a runner. Way short. Luke Goody with a rebound. Off it comes to Trey Galloway. And Galloway throws it out to Miles Rice. Indiana brings it up the floor. And Rice out there near midcourt, just wasting a little clock here. And a whistle. And what do we got? I guess Eric Musselman was out on the court, about two steps out in the court now, and he's laughing, as did his assistant coach. But I don't know if he was a step out. I couldn't tell, but Sermons is telling him you can't be out on the floor. And it was at the other end, so he wasn't even at their end of the floor.
Come see, come saw. You got to get a little spotlight on the ref every once in a while, you know. When they feel like they're not enough attention getting paid to them, they'll blow the whistle and call something. Now it's getting a little...
Yeah, really jawing now.
A little jawing. Musselman at first was smiling, but he does not like that at all. And they're giving the biz here to the ref.
Coors Light, Mavco Refreshment, choose Chill. Official beer sponsor of Indiana Athletics. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah, everybody needs to just chill. They should just choose Chill. That's what they should do. Minute 19 on the clock here, Don. Indiana's got the ball. They've got an 11-point lead here. If I'm USC, I do not foul. There's 17 seconds on the shot clock here. But make or miss, expect the Trojans to really push the ball here offensively. Try to get a quick three, try to make something happen. But you get a couple more stops here if you're Indiana. I don't think USC continues to foul here. The Hoosiers have put themselves in a great position to win this ball game here, especially if they convert on this possession here or get to the line or get an easy two.
Well, let's see what will happen. The inbound will come from Trey Galloway. They'll lob it in. Oh, it's tipped away, and A.G. comes up with it. He's going to go down for a dunk. And A.G. slams it home. And A.G.'s picked up his sixth point of the ball game. Ball got away from the folks, so they'll wait, get the ball now out of bounds. Luke Goody will trigger the inbound play. Goody looks and gets it in to Miles Rice. Back to Goody. Goody brings it up the court, gets it across the timeline, and a foul called on Wesley Yates. And Yates picks up the personal. And then him, that will be his third, I believe. So that will put Indiana back in the free throw line. And the right guard going there.
Yeah, good job breaking the press there. After that made dunk, USC got into their full court press. Indiana got it to Miles Rice, back to Luke Goody. And you're right, this is a guy that you want at the free throw line here down the stretch. He's a good shooter.
Even though he's 0-for-1 tonight at the stripe.
Well, you're doing the reverse kiss here, talking about him missing.
Trying. Just trying to do everything to finally get it in the hole.
There you go.
And he did.
And tonight's been his night, too. I mean, Luke Goody's been really good for Indiana. 15 points now.
Four threes in the ball game. Second shot is good, and Luke Goody's got 16. Indiana now takes the lead up to 11, 80-69, 104 left. Here's a on the right side, St. Thomas kicks it outside to Abou. He throws it down to the corner to Yates. Yates drives the baseline, kicks it out. They get it off to St. Thomas again. He forces up a three. It won't go, and Miles Rice will make that. Bryson Tucker pulls out that rebound. Double team comes. He throws it up court to Trey Galloway. They get it across the timeline. Rice gets it to Goody, and Luke holds on to it. Get a work clock here. Goody holds on. One dribble, gives it up to Rice. Rice down. Indiana fans know they've got this one. And Rice gets fouled on the play. Abou is called for the personal. That will be his third, I believe. So Indiana's going to go back to the free throw line.
Wasn't always pretty, but this second half, Indiana really made enough plays at both ends. Locked down on defense, made just enough shots at the offensive end to put themselves in this position.
And Rice fires it up there and hits his 18th point. So Miles with his 18th, he'll have one more coming. Indiana's lead is back up to 12 now, 81-69. And he can make it 13, which is equaling their biggest lead of the ballgame. 19 points now for Rice. Up the floor quickly. This is Desmond Claude. Drives it all the way. Throws up a shot. Won't go. And the rebound, Miles Rice. That will do it. They'll probably just dribble this thing out now. 82-69. Indiana leading it by 13. 14 seconds left. Rice just stands there, holds, or dribbles the basketball. And everybody knows this thing is in the bag. Everybody just standing around now as the clock winds down to 2, to 1. And there's the buzzer. Indiana wins it, 82-69. The Hoosiers with a victory over the Southern California Trojans here tonight. First ever time they've been in this building. And Indiana picks up their fourth win in conference play against one defeat. They are now 13-3 on the season overall. USC falls to 9-6, and they are 1-3 in conference action. We will come back with our CommunityCars.com postgame show in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.